First, although there has been several constitutional amendments, and indeed one may say that the constitution that the colonialists bequeathed to the new leadership in 1961 for Tanganyika, for Tanzania mainly, and in 1963 for Zanzibar, has been changed over time and replaced by the 1977 constitution. Although that is true, what is also true is that all of these constitutional amendments have not changed the basic premise of the immediate post-independence, the immediate post-colonial constitutions, which have been, and which the main principle has been, that the president has as much power as used to be enjoyed by the governor. And the governor appoints leaders at regional and district levels who also have unlimited powers. So the president is supposed to appoint all the regional bosses or the district bosses, and then these also have unlimited powers. And their powers are not even subjected to censure by elected bodies at the district levels and at the regional levels. So the president's power has made it possible for the incumbent president who comes from the ruling party to be able to make sure that the party in power can hardly be disposed, can hardly be replaced by an opposition party. And therefore, the agitation for a new constitution is partly an agitation with a desire to have a new political class governing Tanzania. People are just clamoring for some change in the set of personnel who are running the country. People are saying, you know, since independence, it's the same team which has replaced each other internally and then presented a team for the whole country from the same party. And therefore, the only way we can have progress, especially since the accession, the change to a market economy, kind of disposition in the economy, is that, you know, you can't continue to have a political monopoly vested in a party which only claimed that legitimacy because it was pursuing a socialist ideology, because it was pursuing a socialist-oriented ideology. So people are saying, since we have allowed ourselves to have pluralism in the economy, then we might as well also have equally robust and genuine competition in the political arena. And that can only be possible if you have a new constitution which clearly downplays the powers of the president, clearly removes the possibility of governance at the lower level, at the district level, the regional level, being vested in appointees rather than in elected bodies and elected personnel. You know, and that kind of model would seem to suit the kind of situation you have today, where the state does only regulatory activities, and the private sector is allowed to be the engine of economic development.
Professor,
not less, elective bodies controlling over every aspect of what goes on in the country, especially at local level and at regional level, at district level, and so on. And therefore, you need to have a new constitution which downplays, you know, makes even the president a little bit more ceremonial, and also makes it possible for no single political party to govern for much longer than even, say, at the longest, 10, 12 years.
Well, but Professor Loitama, the ruling party cannot be blamed for Tanzanians themselves voting overwhelmingly for them.
But there are two problems with that stance. First is to assume that indeed the overwhelming votes that the ruling party has been receiving, just like the overwhelming votes that ruling parties where there is a single party have been receiving, or where, you know, like in Egypt, you know, before the recent revolution, or in Tunisia before the recent revolution, you know, that the overwhelming, so-called overwhelming vote for the ruling party has been through fair and fair elections. People are arguing that with the current constitution, where the president appoints the people to run the election, the electoral commission, with the president, you know, appointing all the people who preside over the entire process as administrative officers, as these development directors, as area commissioners, regional commissioners, that in those kind of circumstances, there is no guarantee that, you know, even the so-called business of having the ruling party returned with the overwhelming majority has been a genuine expression of public consent for the ruling party. And indeed, there are people who might argue last year, you know, indeed there was no such, you know, vote, you know, in support of the ruling party, that the opposite was the case, but that because the constitution does not even allow a constitutional challenge. You know, it does not even allow a judicial challenge of the results of the president. It is bad, you know. I mean, you know, so, you know, an electoral commission which is appointed by the president is allowed to announce the results which cannot be challenged by in any court of law. And there is a lot of questions being raised. And indeed, the European Commission's report on last year's elections raised issues about how the votes were carried. And that there was no transparency in how the votes were carried. So even the idea that the ruling party has been winning and won last year, especially after it has abandoned socialist policies which are popular, and now they have been abandoned, you know, how can you be sure that, you know, that indeed that the ruling party has been winning? And so people who are saying that we should have a new constitution are also saying we can't. With this constitution, there is no way of knowing for sure that the ruling party has been winning in free and fair context. And therefore, that is partly the reason why they want a new constitution. And indeed, that's why they want a new constitution which is not, whose process of preparation is not controlled by the incumbent president and the incumbent ruling party.
Well, Professor Laitama, some accusations have been leveled against the ruling party that it wants to control the new constitutional making process, thereby controlling the result, or for that matter, the new constitution to be in its favor. Some supporters are saying the accusations are unjustified. What is your take?
Well, those who are saying that the misgivings among those who are saying that the process should be seen to be not one that is controlled by the incumbents, be it the presidency or even the current parliament, which is dominated by more than 75%, you know, by the ruling party, that, you know, they are saying that there is the idea that, you know, that kind of criticism is unfounded, in self confirmation that it is founded. Because if it is true that the ruling party has nothing to worry, you know, why should it want to control the process? If it knows that, you know, I mean, you know, it doesn't want to control the process, then let it the process take its course. You know, first of all, the ruling party did not put the new constitution as one of its priorities during the last election. It was not erected. The ruling party was not elected to produce a new constitution. You know, so why did it jump into the bandwagon of producing a new constitution? Because if it won on the ticket, and if it knows that it won on the ticket of not wanting a new constitution, okay, then why is it joining the bandwagon of a new constitution? Because, I mean, you know, by joining the bandwagon of wanting a new constitution, it is confirming that maybe even last year it didn't win. Because if it won, and it campaigned against the idea of having a new constitution, and even immediately after the election, some of the leaders, you know, I mean, like the Attorney General and the Minister for Constitutional Affairs, initially said, you know, the population doesn't want a new constitution. They are happy with the way things are. And then it was only the president who read between the lines, and you know, who also knows how the results of his winning the election came about, who agreed that, no, we are going to pick up the agenda of a new constitution. So, because if we don't, then, you know, I mean, it may go on without our influence. So I don't think that, you know, logic dictates that if the claim by those who are misgivings of the government wanting to control the electoral process, the constitutional making process, are unfounded. Let the government allow that to happen so that they can prove them wrong.